What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and I am really excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in three-time Super Bowl champion, Mr. Jeff Bostic. Jeff, thanks so much for making time for us, dude. How are you?
I am great, and I love your music.
What's up, man?
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Is that B. Mitch I heard?
Oh, yeah. What's happening with you?
Oh, another day in paradise, right?
That's it. That's it.
Jeff, you know, it's been a lot of fun in the last 2 weeks or so since Josh Harris and Roger Goodell and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced what seems like a very attainable and tangible plan to build back RFK Stadium and return the football team to what Harris calls its spiritual home. And we've been trying to connect with guys that played in the golden age of RFK when the team was winning Super Bowls and hosted playoff games. Just, I was curious what that meant to you when you heard the announcement.
Well, let me say this. RFK was one of the smallest stadiums in the league, but it may have been the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything kind of hit right at the same time. You know, Joe Gibbs was in like his second year, third year as a head coach, and the offense is sinking in. And then, you know, Richie Pettibone did a great job with the defense, and Wayne Sevier, he got a little bit more special teams players to help with the special teams covering kicks, returning punts, kickoff returns, I mean, et cetera. And, you know, the thing that people really never think about, who put this together? It was Bobby Bethard.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Bethard was a great general manager. And, you know, the Redskins and the Redskin fans got to Waller and the glory that all came together for about a 10-year span.
Well, but right now you got Adam Peters in place, and I think he's an exceptional general manager as well. Is that the key to a lot of this stuff, Jeff, getting the guy that has that mindset where he can get the pieces for the coach?
Well, I think you got to look at the owner. You got to look at the general manager. You got to look at the head coach, and you got to get them all on the same page. With, you know, what's your end goal? What do you want to do? I mean, think about all the players that in our era, Brian, Joe Jacoby, free agent, me, free agent. Well, Jacoby only played 13 years, and I only played 14. So what does the NFL draft have to do with anything?
there is really something about development, and it seems like this might be the right group. It feels just as if the 25 years-ish, roughly, of the Snyder era has kind of been jumped over. And it feels like, I mean, Jeff, I don't know how it is for you, but I know for you, B. Mitch, and for a lot of guys I talk to, just the feeling of alumni that used to play for this organization now feel like they're re-ingratiated more. You know what I mean? Like, they just seem like they're now running an operation the way it should be run.
You know, that's the one thing, that football's not that complicated. I mean, think about it. All you got to do is get a general manager that knows how to add 2 + 2 and 4 + 8. Okay. We can't go over the salary limit. And that's what, I mean, when Brian and I were there, Bobby Bethard was one of the best general managers probably the league has ever seen. He was a talent. He had an eye for talent, but, you know, he could save money too.
And
we played in an era where we didn't really get paid at first. Okay, Mitch, I'm going to guess your first year salary was $65,000.
A little more.
Well, mine was $35,000.
Wow.
In 1980.
What's a rookie
now? Probably six something, almost seven.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all that stuff has changed dramatically. Talking with Jeff Bostic here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Did you get back at all last year?
I typically get up there once a year for something.
Okay.
I tell you what, you guys were talking about they're doing something at RFK. Well, that for Brian and myself is memory lane. That stadium used to rock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite memory from RFK?
Oh, yeah. The 82 NFC Championship game.
Cowboys,
and Joe Bugle, the week we were preparing for Dallas, he said, we need to play this game with athletic arrogance. And I was like, athletic? Well, guess what? We found out about halfway through the fourth quarter. Russ Grimm was my left guard beside me, and we'd probably, by that time, we had a play called 50 Gut, where Riggins was going to follow me and Grimm and just hit it outside Russ's left hip. And we ran 50 Gut about six or seven times. And somebody told us that week, said, you need to play the game with athletic arrogance. I'm like, athletic arrogance? What the heck is that? Well, guess what? We found out about 5 minutes before the game was over. I told Grandma, I said, when we get to the line of scrimmage, play along with me. I stood up and I pointed at Randy White and I said, our coaches love you. We're running over you. And Grimm said, yeah, we are.
That's crazy.
And guess what we did?
And over and over again.
And they caught, I mean, Joe Gibbs never called 650 guts in a row, but Grimm kept calling it off when it came into the huddle. And we ran it probably six or seven times, and we told him, call in your number again, Randy. Here we come.
What was his reply from the first time to, like, the fifth time you ran it right at him?
Oh, after about the second one, he had lockjaw. I don't remember him saying a thing.
That's awesome. I can only imagine that. crowd in that stadium in that moment. Jeff, I got to ask this question. If they do return to RFK, somebody asked me what statues should go in at RFK. And in my answer was I could think of three. Now I'm cheating.
I got you one real quick.
Sure.
You need to get a statue of Joe Gibbs.
That's yep. Top of my list, sir.
That's definitely one.
Two, I think Darryl Green, as somebody that played his whole career in Washington and is a Hall of Famer and the level of success. My third one, though, I think is kind of cheating, but I'm curious what you think. I don't think it's a singular player. I think
it's the Hawks.
I think it's a bronze mold of five offensive linemen. And I think nothing outside of Gibbs, nothing is more indicative of that era of Redskins success than the Hawks.
Well, let me say this. Joe Bugle took a bunch of really green, young rookies and taught them how to play offensive line. And what wins games for people? Time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of sacks. I mean, shoot, 1991, I think Mark Rippon got sacked all year like five or six times.
It's so ridiculous.
And like, even the playoffs, it was like 19 or 20 games. He got sacked like six times or something. I don't know.
I believe
that. Yeah, but the thing about it, Jeff, Mark wasn't fleet of foot.
Yeah.
It's just nobody got to him.
I would say most of the offensive linemen could probably outrun him. We couldn't beat him in golf, though.
Oh, no.
I just pulled these stats for Rippon. He started all 16 games. Started all 16 games. He was sacked seven times in the regular season.
Think about that. People sacked seven times in a game in this era now.
In three playoff games, how many times do you think he was sacked?
Zero.
Zero.
Seven times in 20 games.
Yeah.
But 19 games.
That team is just so loaded. I remember I was a youngster then, but I remember George Michael doing a story. Did he buy you a Rolex? I thought he bought all the O linemen a Rolex that after the Super Bowl.
Yep, he did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He also signed a fat boy contract after that season, right? The least he could do is get you a Rolex, Bosick.
Well, let me say this. He had a backup behind him that would have been very good, too, Stan Humphries.
Yep, Stan was.
Stan went to a Super Bowl with the Chargers.
Louisiana, man.
Yeah, he led the Chargers to a Super Bowl. And who does it go back to? Bobby Beathard.
Yep.
Bobby had an eye for talent.
Clearly.
He definitely did.
It's a couple of years away, right? I think the earliest new RFK Stadium could open would be 2030. Maybe it's, typically construction goes longer than you think.
So I heard someone the other day I talked to said that might be a little quicker.
The way this thing's going, you might be right, B. What would that mean to you? I think I remember you had did your daughter intern for the Redskins 1 year in Richmond?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Jeff?
No, my daughters, I don't think ever interned for
it was somebody. No, I don't think it was.
It must be somebody else that I'm thinking of. Forgive me. But, like, what would it mean for you to get to take your kids to the new RFK Stadium? Like a place where you experienced so much success?
I would just probably leave it the way it is because there's so many memories in that stadium. That was one of the smallest stadiums in the league, but it was one of the loudest. I mean, Philadelphia and the New York Giants, they couldn't touch the fans' enthusiasm sitting up in the stands and the noise they made.
Mm-hmm. It was super loud. Super, super loud.
That's why they call it home field advantage.
For sure. For sure. Last thing from me, Jeff. I need you to corroborate a story I've heard. The 5 o'clock club was pretty legendary among the O-linemen. And Beamich says he got an honorary invite to the 5 o'clock club.
I drank on the plane with him.
Because he proved he could hold his beer.
Well, I don't know. It's been too long. I mean, what is that, about 40 years ago?
1990.
Well, we started it way before that, Mitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got there in 90.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We had it down pat by then.
The story, this is what I remember. I was trying to get some beer, and Jay Burris said, if you're going to get beer, you have to bring some. I said, well, how much it costs? He told me, I said, well, here, get it for the next 3 weeks. You're like, rookie, how you get so much money? I say, Jay Bird, I like to drink beer. And if I got to get the beer by buying these big dudes some beer, I'm going to buy some beer. And I was able to get beer with the big boys.
There you have it. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for making time for us today, man. Really enjoyed talking
with
you.
Appreciate
you, Jay. Well, it's always good talking to B. Mitch, okay? Y'all keep him straight and keep him out of trouble. And y'all have a good day, okay?
All right, tell the wife I said hello, man.
Thanks, man.
We'll do it.
All right, bro.
Three-time Super Bowl champion Mr. Jeff Bostic joining us. I mean, that 91 team, that's just incredible.
It was loaded, baby.
16 games, 7 sacks, no sacks in 3 playoff games en route to a Super Bowl. That's how you dominate.
Nick, 7 sacks in basically 19 games.
It's crazy.
That's amazing.
It is absolutely
crazy. They gave up less than a half a sack a game.
It's nuts.
Never be touched again.
Never. At 1 o'clock, Joe Beninati will join the program previewing tonight's Caps-Canes game. Nobody go anywhere.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.